fear not, and believe.
Mm-hmm. But believe. He's changing the scenario. Because remember, when you put a but in there, it changes the thought.
It cancels out everything that said before it.
Exactly. But in this case, you don't have to change everything that was canceled out.
Is that what it says in the Bible? It says, but?
Yep. But believe. In other words, throw that doubt away. Believe. And I believe it's said at least two or three times in the New Testament where he did things like that.
My stomach hurts now.
Why?
Stress. All I know is I put all my faith in you.
Fear not, but believe.
I just don't want to hear it from him.
FDR said, "The only thing we have to fear is fear itself." Interesting thought.
I can apply that to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and in my personal life stuff.
Yeah.
But applying it to others, I just... Because you have to put your faith in other people.
Yep. He's scared. He's young. And I'm 30 years his senior. I have a different point of view at this point because I've got to the point I just don't give a shit. You aren't going to chase me off so easy.
And I'm scared.
Now what's going to happen? Nothing. You'll survive. Well, you'll still eat. You'll still poop. You'll still find a place to sleep at night. You know what I'm saying?
He's scared, I think, on just how life is going to be in general. And I don't know. Where are you going to get the money? And I wanted to say, welcome to the real world, but then I was like, no.
No, go ahead and tell him that.
No.
Welcome to the real world. That's how it is. You are scared. And I told him that. He goes, nobody told me it was going to be such a hassle with money and figures and trying to round stuff up and jump through all these hoops. I said, yep, there you go.
I did too. Tell him that when he was in grade school. I said, "You think
he's in grade school, but you think he's going to remember that?"
And I told him in high school. I said, "This is a piece of cake. This is nothing compared to, you know. This is easy. You get up, you do your work for 8 hours or whatever long time it is, and then you come home." I gotta get up.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta get dressed. I've never been to a bid meeting before. And I know what it... I mean, I have an idea. It's for all the, like... school trips and stuff for the next 30 days. But I don't do any of that stuff. For extra money or not extra money. I hate doing field trips. I hate sitting there and waiting and
reading a book and playing with your smartphone and planning the rest of your life. Oh, look, I can do things the whole world wants me to play with. Like, exchange stocks and bonds on the Malaysian market.
Whatever. No, I don't want to do that. I think I could have had it. Buying stuff worth money and then selling it. I'm better at it than you.
Shut up.
Yep. I definitely have that little thing, whatever the thing is.
Keep telling yourself that, honey.
You know it's true.
How'd you say that, Mr. Bransky? You like some coffee, Mr. Bransky?
Oh, my dick. I just came all over.
Pretty good effect.
You're a horrible individual.